You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. Well, many South Dakota parents can't go to work if they can't access quality and affordable child care services. It's a basic truth that came into stark focus during the long disruption of the pandemic. The South Dakota Department of Social Services has received $25 million from the Federal Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act to support stabilization of child care programs in the state. Secretary Lori Gill joins us now with the details. Secretary Gill, welcome back to the program.
You bet. My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Let's put this in context for our listeners. First, this $25 million, how does that fit into the big picture of federal support and state support really targeting things like helping families get back to work or providing child care services? What do listeners really need to know before we begin this conversation, in other words?
Well, I think that one important fact is that we do have an Office of Child Care that already exists to provide child care assistance for families and for providers. We provide licensing and registration oversight, and we feel that we have a system out there that has always had the provision of those kinds of assistance available. And I would also say that we know that child care is a big part of our economy. We have a bustling and robust economy in South Dakota right now. There are businesses out there that would love to be doing more than they're doing right now. They depend on the workers to do that. And through the pandemic, it has been very difficult when folks were preferring to be at home. We're getting back to normal in South Dakota. And what we know is that the child care system is so important to that getting back to normal. For folks that want to work and need a good, safe place for their kids to stay while they're working is important. And also, if parents need to go back to school to get training, we have assistance for that as well, and child care plays a part of that. So all of this is tied together. It's all very important, and when we have the ability to tap into additional federal dollars to do things that we couldn't normally do with our budget, this is a great opportunity.
Let's talk about that opportunity more specifically then. $25 million, what's the plan?
Yeah, well, the Department of Social Services has received $25 million in federal coronavirus funding. We are now rolling out stabilization grants to eligible South Dakota child care providers so that we can ensure that they remain strong. We want to bolster them up so that they can remain in business and do the important work that they need to do. I already mentioned that we can help families that they serve to either go to work or to attend school through our programs. So sometimes people are doing both, and they need child care to be able to do that. You have to, in order to be eligible for these provider grants, you must be licensed or registered providers within the department. And we have contacted those people, those providers that we have contact information for and we already have a relationship with. We've contacted them and notified them directly about the dollars that are available and invited them to apply. We have a deadline date of July 23rd, and we want to continue to get the word out to those providers that we want you to apply. We want you to be aware for these dollars because we feel it's very important that you remain viable and can keep your doors open.
How can that money be spent? If a child care facility applies, what can they use the dollars for?
There's a variety of flexibility built into this about how providers can use their grants. They can use this to help pay child care staff wages. They can use it for operating costs, such as if they have rental costs, utilities, the food for the children, cleaning supplies, those kinds of things. And then if there are COVID-related expenses that they needed to incur and have ongoing, like personal protective equipment or other efforts to minimize the COVID risk, we can cover, they can use the dollars for those things. So we really have flexibility in there, and this is an opportunity to bolster up the budgets for the people that are providing this very important care in our state.
Are there ways that you think this grant money can be leveraged for long term, or is it more of a stabilization because of the disruption of the pandemic? How do you imagine that?
Right now, we're viewing this as stabilization right now. You know, we're really focused here on getting our state back to normal, getting businesses open, getting people working, and this is really stabilization assistance at this time. I would also add that there are other things that we can do at the state level that also help providers outside of these grants, and examples would be us continuing to offer and offering more of training and offering CPR certification, for instance, to eligible providers so that we can make sure everybody's trained, and that's just the kind of a burden that we would like to take on for the providers. In the area of training, we have specific training that can deal with social emotional training so that they're better equipped to handle some of the behavioral issues that they might face. We've got materials that we can provide to the providers. We can expand some of the play therapy specialist access that we can provide. And there's various certifications and training fees and things like that that we can help with. So those are things that are also going on outside of the provider grants that go directly to providers that we can be providing.
Yeah, so this might be a little hypothetical, but help me think through this. It seems to me, logically, that some of these children maybe have been home with their families in a way that now they feel like they're transitioning back to daycare, might need a little assistance. They might be taking some, grief or trauma or disruption or stress, anxiety from this time of the pandemic back into those facilities. And child care workers are going to be dealing with that, which gets to what you were just saying about sort of that social, emotional support. Is there a way to make that ongoing through DSS, what you have? A facility puts in grant money and says, we're going to bring on some, paraprofessionals to sort of deal with this extra need. But then, boy, it'd be nice to keep those people on board because that strengthens our offering as a childcare service. Can you help me sort that through in my mind a little bit as far as I'm getting back to this idea of, like, how is this an opportunity to rethink how we do this and to continue doing it better?
Yep, absolutely. Those are great points. And, we do have services that we have continued to provide before the pandemic, and we will continue to do afterwards. And some of those things that we already provide to help with the child care system are, we provide oversight, obviously, of the registered and licensed child care providers, but we have systems in place to provide technical assistance when they need it, and a lot of training to help promote safe, healthy, caring environments. We have that built into the licensing and registration, and also some quality improvement activities that we provide so that if a provider wants to go through the steps of improving some of their offerings, we're there to provide that kind of technical assistance as well. And so I think that goes along with the thought process that you're talking about. We've got these opportunities right now to provide some of the social and emotional training some of the therapies that might be available, play therapies and things like that, by bringing in access to the specialists that can help us with that. And then as we are looking at what our needs are long term, that's exactly the kind of work that the people that we have working in the offices work on ongoing. We get a lot of assistance from the federal government to a lot of access to some of the either funding or the providers that might be out there and the technical assistance. So we do have lots of things that we can provide. And I would just say that if anybody's listening to this, whether you are a family that might be in need and you aren't aware of our services, or whether you're a provider and you want to know more about becoming licensed or registered and what that's involved and the benefits that there are to you, we have our staff standing by to be able to answer those questions. You can give a call at 1-800-227-3020, and we have staff that can help you answer those types of questions.
Secretary Lori Gill is the head of the South Dakota Department of Social Services. Always generous with your time, Secretary Gill. Thank you so much for being here with us to help us understand how important those child care services are and what the department is doing to stabilize that industry as part of this big economy package, as well as the well-being of the youngest among us. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.